Joining me now is Bettina Hannigan. She is the executive director of the Florence Area Chamber of Commerce, coming off a Coastal Corral, which happened on Friday. It was a busy day for you, I'm sure.
It was.
So tell me how you felt like it went. I mean, I watched some of it. I had the governor happen to be on at the same time, so I'm trying to watch both things. But
she totally interrupted
my event.
Didn't
she?
You know, I think she was nervous, and so she decided to cut in. I don't know.
No.
I think it was great. We had about 300 turnout, I think. I think we would have had more had the governor not had her event right in the middle of the same time that ours was. I think the takeaway was that people got informed, they got information that they hadn't had before, and that information gives us something to work with. You know, if we know we're going to get something, then we can count on it. If we know we're not going to get something, then we're going to go, okay, we need to pivot from that idea, and we need to go out and find a different way to sell widgets and make widgets. So I think that it was good news to hear from our U.S. representatives. I think they came with information that a lot of people didn't have. I think sometimes what happens is when you're in the know, you think everybody knows.
Right.
And I think that what happened in this situation was we have a lot of people in the know, but they're not knowing that Florence didn't know or that the other coastal communities didn't know. It wasn't just us. This was all up and down the Oregon coast. So Bandon, Coos Bay, Newport, Waldport, Seaside, you know, Tillamook, all of these communities and chambers came together for this. And I think that we were effective. And just reiterating, you know, our tourism is a different type of rural economy than dairy or, you know, crops of some kind.
I was speaking to Boomer Wright, and he mentioned in a comment that he made that the overall consensus is that Salem kind of runs for Portland, you know, and the coast kind of gets left out in there. Did you feel like this was necessary to get people talking about the coast?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I agree with him wholeheartedly. You know, when you, many times people are focused on numbers. Well, maybe they should be focused on percentages.
You know, or people.
People is okay. But if you're talking about how many, what percentage of people are affected, you know, Portland has great big numbers, but what percentage of those people are we relating to? So let's say, for instance, Portland is shut down from this economic impact from COVID. What percentage of their population or their people are being affected compared to what the percentage is in our coastal towns? So I think sometimes the numbers get misconstrued because people are looking for volume rather than effect.
Right, yeah. And they want to help the largest volume of people in a particular community. Yet when we are 90% affected here versus 50% affected there, you still want to help those people there, but we have a greater need here.
Exactly. And I think that voice needs to be told, you know, and you know, the squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Yeah.
So this is our first time we've done this up and down the coast. And I think that I think for a first timer, it went really well. We'd probably tweak it a little bit next time, but overall, I got great feedback. And a lot of people said, can we do this on a more regular basis? And so one of the lemonade sides of this COVID is that, yeah, we can, because now people can do it from Zoom. So we had people in Washington, D.C. We had people in, you know, in Astoria, you know, all over. And we were able to put it together in a week. And that's because we didn't have to coordinate any travel.
That's the cool thing about this environment that has been created for us, is that people that wouldn't have necessarily used that technology before because I want to be there in person, now they see that it can be effective and yet, you know, still not have to travel.
Exactly. And I think that it's nice for the 300 or so that attended it to be able to have that face-to-face relationship and through Facebook and on the Zoom, you know, share their chat. And we try to forward those to the different representatives so that they could maybe get a little follow-up on things that we didn't have time to discuss. An hour just wasn't enough, you know.
Yeah.
We had so much more we needed to know. But we got definite information out that people can now know what's coming or what's not coming, and maybe how we can work together, pivot, change, do things differently. I'm very, very concerned that we're going to lose a significant amount of business along the coast.
Yeah, that's kind of bothersome, too. You know, you kind of think about that.
Well, you think businesses are employers. They've got families. It just the ripple effect of one business going out of business is pretty intense. And to see what our businesses have gone through, long, hard winter, and this one we're supposed to be reopening. So there's a lot of pressure on them.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, you know, in the next couple of weeks, we'll see some, you know, restrictions relieved or release of some restrictions. Maybe we'll start getting back to business. I know it'll be a long time before it's business as normal.
It's really tough. It's tough when it's Chamber, who is our business, is tourism marketing, to put the message out, stay home, don't come over here. And then you have people coming over, well, we're here anyway. And I'm like, then go home. You know? Well, we're
and
here.
You don't want to say that.
You have to, though.
Yeah,
I mean, and so it's just been, it's such an oxymoron. It's such a conundrum of feelings of, you know, we want you to come, but we want you to come when it's safe.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when as we reopen, that's going to be a challenge to see how that comes down.
Right. Well, Bettina, keep us posted if you decide to do another one of these or when the next one comes up. Let us know. Let's get the word out.
I appreciate it.